One interview had drastically different outcomes for two men. While it highlighted one's reputation, it turned out to be a gold mine for the other. Former American football player Shannon Sharpe struck gold when he hosted the renowned stand-up comedian and actor Cat Williams on his podcast. Despite sparking controversies, the interview garnered significant online attention and raked in big bucks for Sharpe. He mentions that he made more from that single interview than he did throughout any contract in his entire 14-year career in the NFL. What was it about this interview that made it stand out, and how much did Sharpe really earn from it? Welcome to Business Pitfalls and Profits, where we unravel the captivating world of successful corporations and explore the highs and lows of partnerships, acquisitions, and celebrity endorsements in the business realm. Subscribe now to the channel and hit that notification bell so that you'll never miss an episode, and engage with me in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts, insights, and even your suggestions for future episodes. Enjoy the episode. Shannon Sharpe started his journey as a football player at Savannah State University, where he played college football. He was then chosen by the Denver Broncos in the seventh round of the 1990 NFL Draft. For 12 seasons, he made his mark as a tight end with the Broncos. During his time in Denver, Sharpe achieved many accolades. He was chosen for the Pro Bowl 7 times and received first-team All-Pro honors 4 times. He was also named to the All-Decade team for the 1990s. With impressive stats of 815 receptions, 10,060 yards, and 62 touchdowns, he is considered one of the top tight ends in NFL history. Sharpe didn't just perform well in the regular season, he also stood out in the playoffs. He played in 12 postseason games for the Broncos, demonstrating his ability to perform under pressure. In the Broncos' playoff history, he ranks third in receptions and fourth in receiving yards, showing his importance to the team during crucial games. After his successful stint with the Broncos, Sharpe joined the Baltimore Ravens for 2 seasons. It was during his time with the Ravens in 2001 that he broke records, surpassing Hall of Famer Ozzie Newsome. He became the NFL's all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards by a tight end. After his time with the Ravens, Sharpe returned to Denver and played 2 final years with the Broncos before retiring in 2003. His retirement marked the end of a remarkable career, cementing his status as one of the greatest tight ends in football history. In 2011, Sharpe was rightfully inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, honoring his outstanding contributions to the sport. Sharpe undoubtedly enjoyed a prosperous career as an athlete, and his earnings reflected his success. Throughout his impressive 14-season tenure in the NFL, he amassed a total income exceeding $22.3 million. However, his most substantial deal came in 2000 when he signed with the Baltimore Ravens for an impressive $5 million. After retiring from football, Sharpe transitioned into broadcasting. In 2004, he made his debut as a TV show host, marking the start of his broadcasting career. Joining CBS Sports, he took on the role of an NFL analyst and co-host of the NFL Today, a highly popular pregame show aired on Sundays during football season. From 2016 to 2023, Sharpe co-hosted the talk show Skip and Shannon Undisputed on Fox Sports 1, showcasing his expertise and engaging personality. Currently, he serves as a co-host on First Take on ESPN, contributing his insights to one of the network's flagship sports debate programs. In addition to his television appearances, Sharpe launched his podcast titled Club Shay Shay. Much to his surprise, it rapidly gained immense popularity, exceeding even his own expectations. Sharpe is renowned for his candid discussions on various sports topics. This became particularly significant when he conducted a widely popular interview with comedian Cat Williams on his podcast, which became a sensation on the internet. On Sharpe's YouTube podcast, he regularly sits down with athletes, celebrities, and influencers to dive deep into the latest happenings in sports, pop culture, and beyond. Each week, he engages in discussions, analysis, and breakdowns of current headlines alongside his guests. To kick off 2024, Sharpe had an explosive interview with Cat Williams that kept the internet buzzing for days. Premiering on the 3rd of January, the episode featured Williams in a frank and unfiltered conversation that lasted nearly 3 hours. Known for his controversial nature and frequent clashes with fellow comedians, Williams didn't shy away from stirring the pot during the interview. He used the platform to criticize various Hollywood figures, including Kevin Hart, Kim Kardashian, Joe Rogan, Chris Tucker, and Cedric the Entertainer, among others. Williams didn't stop there. He also called out several popular comedians for what he perceived as dishonesty in their previous appearances on Sharpe's show. He questioned their integrity regarding their comments and success, demanding transparency in their narratives. Williams dropped several bombshells during the interview, including accusations against Steve Harvey for allegedly stealing his jokes. He also shared his perspective on Kevin Hart's ascent to fame and mentioned an alleged encounter with the Illuminati involving Ludacris. The interview generated significant controversy and garnered immense attention online. Within just 5 days of its release, it accumulated an astounding 37 million views. As of now, it has been viewed over 64 million times on YouTube. This remarkable viewership far surpasses that of any other interview on Sharpe's podcast, including the highly watched interview with Steve Harvey in early 2023, which has 11 million views. The unprecedented level of interest and discussion surrounding the interview underscored Sharpe's ability to tackle contentious subjects fearlessly, further solidifying his podcast's reputation as a platform for provocative and engaging conversations. Some people admire Williams for being so straightforward during the interview, but he's also facing criticism for what he said about celebrities he knows well. As for Sharpe, while he's faced some criticism too, he's earned a lot more money because of it. His interview with Williams on Club Shay Shay got him the biggest paycheck he's ever had, even more than what he earned during his football days. Sharpe mentioned that the guesses people have made about how much he made from the interview with Williams are way off. He says he's earned more from that interview than he ever did playing football. In a clip from his other podcast, Nightcap, hosted by Sharpe, Chad Johnson, and Gilbert Arenas, he shared just how much he earned from the Cat Williams interview. He addressed the speculation surrounding his paycheck, saying, "Everybody was talking about how much money I made doing the Cat Williams interview. I just got the check. So whatever you think I made, 3x it. So if you think I made $500,000, 3x it. If you think I made $1 million, 3x it. If you think I made $2 million, 3x it. Sharpe emphasized that he earned more from the Cat Williams interview alone than he ever did in any single year playing in the NFL. To give some perspective, we already know that in 2000, he made $5 million when he signed with the Baltimore Ravens, with $4.5 million of that as a signing bonus. In other years, his earnings range from $110,000 to $3 million. Based on this, it's safe to assume that Sharpe made well over $6 million from just that one interview. He has also revealed how efforts to mock him have resulted in him receiving branding deals with the likes of Total Wine and more, with a limited release of his cognac Chez VSOP by Le Portier. Sharpe hasn't shied away from flaunting his huge payout as he's recently showed off a green-faced John Mayer Rolex he had purchased. The Rolex Daytona watch in 8-tick yellow gold with the green anniversary John Mayer dial is currently worth around $77,000. As Sharpe's career in media progresses, it's evident that he's making significant strides. From his viral interviews to securing lucrative branding deals, he's establishing himself as a key player in sports media. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Business Pitfalls and Profits. If you like this video, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss our next one. Last but most importantly, don't forget to like and share this video with fellow entrepreneur advocates. Until next time, stay curious.